some people will call it a granary. Have you ever heard of anything?
Well, yes, a granary or silo.
Or silo.
Yeah.
I see. Well, you mentioned a haystack. Do you happen to know if farmers around here usually stack their hay around a pole?
Yes.
Is that the way?
Yes, all. They make it sort of oblong, in other words, without a haystack. You see?
I see. Well, sometimes I've heard that the farmers would bring in their hay from a field on a wagon.
That's right.
Now, have you ever seen any kind of wooden frame
yes.
attached to the side
yeah,
of that
yeah,
wagon?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Because the average wagon bed wouldn't hold any quantity or any amount of hay. You see? And as a rule, they've got somebody on top who is distributing the hay so they can get more on the load.
See?
But people who don't bale it do not have too much hay because the market is in demand for baled hay. Could you take individuals who are horse people who privately riding and show and racing places, they consume a lot of hay. And now since so many feedlots are throughout the country, naturally there's lots of hay consumed. And since they have the trucks, why they it's baled and they take it out to the pastures where the cattle are in the open in wintertime particularly. And now you've seen it where they've distributed hay by plane, haven't you? In the Midwest? Yes. In snow, where the cattle will take Wyoming, maybe Colorado, places, or maybe in the Midwest, where they have pretty good sized places, where they drop hay from planes because they can't get through in their truck or with the team. That the automobiles have also mechanized the ranch and rural people. They're using a lot of that because it's so convenient to just go crank up instead of feeding the horse and hitching him up and this or that, you know.
Right.
And all they do is crank up, but you got to buy gas for the darn thing.
Well, if a farmer had horses, where would he keep them if you wanted to keep them inside?
Barn.
What?
In a barn.
They have bona fide lots.
Just keep them in the barn?
Yeah.
I see. Well,
now, wait a minute. Now, in addition to that, they have what they call a small pasture where the cow, in other words, it's accessible for his convenience. When he comes out, he just goes in this small trap that they can graze at night. And then he'll maybe give him a little feed in the morning before the plows, and maybe days he doesn't work them. And nowadays, with the automobile, he may put them in this trap, which is a small acreage there, but the milk cow and stuff like that.
And you say the farmer would milk his cow?
And turn it out in this trap and keep the calf in the barn for the day. And the farmer usually relies on his milk cow to give him some extra income. You see, when a calf is weaned a lot of times, well, then they take it to market or give it to the butcher and do a little bartering. Savvy?
You
say, I'll give you a calf and you'll just say $300, $400 worth of groceries, you see, and you barter that way.
Well, have you ever seen any of these buildings in this country where they keep the hay outdoors? If they're not going to store it in the barn, it usually has several poles and some
yeah.
sort of roof, and they just stack all their hay bales under that thing.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea of what that thing might be called?